Mattie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Godine, G-O-D-I-N-E, 11/28/49. She's a 74-year-old woman who had a stroke about 5 years ago. She has left-sided weakness. She ambulates with a walker. She's widowed for some time, does not have any children. Her sister was taking care of her. In the past 3 to 4 weeks, patient has done quite poorly. His ambulation has been totally diminished. She has increased weakness at bouts of confusion from time to time. She has refused to go to the hospital. She is obese, was able to use a walker, but now can barely use a walker and get around. She's in need of help at home, period. She doesn't drink, but she used to smoke, and she likes to smoke whenever she can get a cigarette. She's definitely homebound and have no family around except for her sister, who is now not able to take care of her. Allergy, none. Medication, Zocor 40 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, Corex 6.25 BID, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, EODOLAC 300 milligram a day. Surgery, no recent surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, pedal edema, depression, anxiety, DJD. Recurrent stroke / TIA, left-sided weakness, hyperlipidemia, family history, positive for heart disease, stroke, and asthma. Mom died when the patient was only a few weeks old. COVID immunization, none. On exam, we find Maddie to be awake and alert. Her first review of system, she's not able to use a walker because of increased weakness. She's obese. She's had swelling in the lower extremity, which has increased. She has shortness of breath with exertion now. No hematemesis, hematochezia. She's not able to eat unless someone cooks for her. No nausea, vomiting. No diarrhea. Left-sided weakness. Dense weakness remains. On exam, 181 over 103. Pulse is 68. Respiration is 18. Febrile. Heart pulses, 1 pulse, 2 lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, dense left-sided weakness, lower extremity, 2 plus edema, neurological non-focal. Here we have a 74-year-old woman with history of stroke, left-sided weakness, with change in her condition with increased weakness, possible recurrent stroke, especially given her blood pressure being out of control, period. Patient also has increased edema, shortness of breath, and decreased activity. Period. Patient no longer is interested in going to the doctor and wants to be kept at home and wants to be kept comfortable at home. Period. She does not have family. The only family she has is her sister who used to come around, but she's not able to come around because of medical issues herself. She also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, pedal edema, multifactorial, cannot rule out sleep apnea, Norvasc, and the EODOLAC could have also have something to do with it, period. At this time, my recommendation is increasing her Coric to 12.5 milligrams twice a day to help with her blood pressure and reduce chances of TIA / lacunar infarcts in the hypertensive patient who has had a change in her condition and increased weakness in the past 4 weeks, as was noted above. Thank you.